What bank is this?
Oh, because it's...
Wells Fargo, yeah. What's her name?
Carly.
Yeah, by city, too, sometimes.
Carly, how can I help you?
Hey, Carly, this is Joe over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. Hey, I'm just working on your file with Patrick here. I have a quick question. I'm sure he already asked you this, but I just want some little clarification on the company, basically. So I know he said that basically StagCom is the parent company of Intermountain Hydronics Specialists, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then for the IHS. Do you guys not have a tax return for that?
No, we file everything under StagCom.
Okay.
StagCom owns Intermountain Hydronics, but Intermountain Hydronics only does the financing through it. So everything's done through Intermountain. StagCom's just the sub owner of it.
Okay. Because the only thing also is that the federal tax ID is different for IHS and also for StagCom.
Right. I have two different federal tax IDs. There's only one federal tax ID, but it's linked to each other. They're linked to both of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Is there anything else on the tax return that shows the link between the two?
I don't have the full documentation back, and I won't until September.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, let me just check here. Okay. Okay. So is your CPA not around, or you don't have this one on file?
The only account, or she's only doing StagCom. She only does StagCom. She links all of that business into StagCom. StagCom is the business owner. IHS is just whatever all the other accounts are under.
Right, yes, I understand that StagCom is the owner of IHS.
Right,
it's
but
just
we don't separate the, we don't have, separate the taxes, the business taxes.
Okay. Do you guys own other businesses under StagCom? Is that why you guys have it as a different name?
We used to, but we not anymore. We have StagCom, Intermountain, and one Pipeline DevCo and OneStab, but we don't do OneStab anymore.
Okay.
And we don't do any business through Pipeline DevCo.
Okay. So. And then for the also, we saw that the StagCom came after IHS.
It shouldn't have. It should come first. StagCom comes first.
Okay. StagCom started after IHS, so based on the Secretary of State filing. But did you guys change the structure of the business in the last few years?
I have no idea.
Okay. Is there someone that you can find out this information from? It's just that the Secretary of State business filing, based on the story, is basically StagCom owns IHS, but IHS came before StagCom based on the business filing. I can also I'll send it to you. Maybe you can get a better picture of it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I can send you the screenshot that we're looking
and then
at.
We can go from there.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No bad.